This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1588. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 26th, too many countries to name, but lots of new B-11 schedules in English. Several shortwave sites closing forever, but some stations reactivated or adding new transmitters. Medium wave news from Libya to Samoa to Wyoming. Rare harmonics and other DX above 23 megahertz, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. October is usually the peak month for propagation on the higher shortwave frequencies, and this year there's an additional boost with the rise of solar activity at last, at least until a geomagnetic storm hit October 24th and 25th. For example, in the British DX Club, Stuart Satnipper says, good conditions on 10 meters have lasted all week. The MUF seems to be getting higher. British Army communications from Afghanistan have been reported in UK and Germany on 37150 kilohertz. DXing has never been better. Last week, we reported that Radio Tirana Albania was making considerable cuts to its broadcasts effective October 21st. But monitoring their transmissions, they did not go into effect immediately. However, a few days later, in the final week of October, we were finding most of the previously scheduled English broadcasts missing. So all we can suggest is that you keep trying to hear Radio Tirana via the previous schedule. And as far as we know, the plans for the B-11 schedule, effective October 30th, remain as we said. Only two English broadcasts left, 1530 to 16 to North America on 13640 and 21 to 2130 to Europe on 7530. Also, as I said last week, the 32nd anniversary of LRA 36 Antarctica was Thursday, October 20th, so we made a point of checking for their signal on that date on 15476. All we could get was a just barely audible carrier for a few minutes, so they may have made an appearance. After that, we received an article via Yumbergaviria in Colombia about the station's 30th anniversary, saying that the current schedule due to power restrictions is only on Tuesdays and Thursdays between 13 and 15 UT. So that's the time to check, but don't count on hearing much more than a carrier, if anything at all, unless you're much closer to Antarctica. Here's another oddity from Argentina. Radio Nacional, LRA1, being heard on a far out-of-band frequency, 10840 kilohertz, by Marcelo Vieira in Paraná State, Brazil. This was between 0445 and 0500 UT on the 19th of October. He couldn't figure out how it was getting there. It doesn't work out to be a harmonic, but they're also on 11710. I figured out how, because if you subtract their medium wave frequency 870 from 11710, you get 10840. In the SWCI DX window, Anker Peterson says Brazil introduced summertime for all states south of 12 degrees south from October 16th till February 26th next year. That means UT minus 2 instead of minus 3 in most of the eastern areas, and minus 3 instead of minus 4 in some states further west. That, of course, would have a bearing on the operational schedules and the programming of a number of shortwave stations. Probably not related to the time change, but another oddity, this one from Brazil, about one of the stations on 4915, Radio Daqui, in Goiânia. Karl Hunzik in Czechia says, it usually signs off around midnight UT or even earlier. However, on two dates exactly a month apart, September 21st and October 21st, he heard them on the air much later, past 0500, at least until 5:30. So mark your calendar for November 21st in case they do it again. Many, many new schedules for the B-11 season are now available effective October 30th for international broadcasters. We'll mention some of them, mainly about English, and you'll find many more in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 11-43, via worldofradio.org, such as Bulgaria. In this case, as always, I'll give the frequencies in megahertz, since they always end in 00 kilohertz. And these are to North America or Western Europe, but they're all on just about the same beams. The two starting on a half hour are half an hour long. The others are a full hour. At 0730, 7.4 and 9.4. At 1830, 7.4 and 9.7. At 22, midnight, and 03, all on 5.9 and 7.4 megahertz. Several longtime shortwave sites are closing down permanently at the end of the A11 season, one of those being Kostinbrod in Bulgaria, close to Sofia. The new schedule shows all the shortwave transmissions coming only from Plovdiv. One version of the TDP schedule shows Cambodian clandestines 7 days a week now via Palau 9960 between 12 and 13 UT. However, that is not the case, or at least not yet. Ron Howard in California confirms that KPPM radio has expanded from 1 day a week to 2, now Saturday and Sunday, while the other station, Khmer Post Radio, remains on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. James McDonnell in Nigeria says, I've not heard the elusive Cameroon transmitter Buya on 6005 for several months now, so I wonder if it is finally gone for good. By the way, James says he can hear World of Radio via WTWW Thursdays at 2101 on 9479. And by the way, as far as we know, in 2 weeks, that time, like all our others via U.S. stations, will shift 1 UT hour later. Alan Rowe in the U.K. reports Radio Okapi, the target broadcast for the Congo DR, on a new frequency, 11675 in French, October 23rd at 1613, a good signal and full ID. This is a new broadcast via the UAE site at 16 to 17 since October 1st. Also reported by DX Mix News Bulgaria as on a 230-degree beam. However, on October 30th, it moves again to 11795. Thanks to improved propagation, I continue to patrol the bands above 23 megahertz for harmonics of shortwave broadcast signals, and I found one October 24th at 15 UT on 23860. It's Radio Marti via Greenville, 2 times 11930. It was peaking about 3 over 9, and no jamming on the harmonic, so it was quite readable. And by coincidence, at that hour, they were announcing a new transmission of Radio Marti on 9955. That happens to be WRMI's frequency, so now WRMI is experimenting with relaying Radio Marti. It's Monday through Friday at 22 to 23 UT, a playback of an earlier program on Radio Marti, so not a live relay, called Cuba al Día. And later on, they start relaying Marti during another hour, 03 to 04 UT. Speaking of jamming, I also happen to hear Arnie Coro in person on his ham transmitter, 28505 USB, October 24th at 1924, working stations in Connecticut. His call sign, Seodos Kaka. In DSWCI, DX Window, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia says, Radio Oriental in Ecuador, 4781.7, has been operating irregularly since the end of September, sometimes for only 15 or 20 minutes, but longer transmissions on Saturdays after 2230 UT, relaying FM 89.7. In the British DX Club, October 24th, Alan Pennington says, Europirate Laser Hot Hits has switched their 4 MHz frequency back to 4026 from 4015. It's much stronger than their 6 MHz channel, now 6970. Christian Gibaudot in Nice, France, says a private station in Brittany, Radio Bretagne 5, will have test transmissions from October 21st to January 20th on 1593 kilohertz. The power unknown, but it may be difficult to hear. Wolfgang Büscher in Stuttgart says, it is a pity to see these decisions of the IT yuppies of Deutsche Welle in Bonn. Deutsche Welle is ceasing German language services worldwide totally after 58 years, since 1953. Also, shortwave relay stations in Sunish, Portugal, and Trincomalee, Sri Lanka, are being totally dismantled after October 29th. It seems that neither Portugal nor Sri Lanka have the financial means to buy out these excellent shortwave transmitter sites. And Wolfgang adds, we had struggled to fight against Deutsche Welle closure for 9 months. Even writing to all members of parliament in Germany, to Merkel's ministries, popular newspapers and magazines like Spiegel, political parties and other non-government movements. But the bottom line, we lost the struggle. Those who appreciate shortwave in Portugal are also lamenting the close down of Sinish, as is Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka. If you're listening before October 30th, we do have the complete final schedules of both those sites in the new DX Listening Digest. We're still not clear on exactly how much shortwave time the Voice of Greece is still occupying, but they do appear to be off the air in the mornings and most of the day, just on in the evenings. And furthermore, John Babas in Maryland has consistently found Voice of Greece missing on Sunday evenings into UT Mondays. I have heard Greece back on 15630 as early as 1449 UT, October 24th. Alakesh Gupta got their B11 schedule, which says, due to impending crisis, ERT decided to restrict HF broadcast hours temporarily from 16 until 04 UT. 9420 is to be on during that entire span, and the other transmitters changing from 15630 to 650 to back to 630, and also on 7475 and 7450. In Cumbre DX, John Wilkins in Colorado has an NID on 4820.81, around 13 UT, and something else right on 4820. Ron Howard in California explains, 50% of the time now I hear All India Radio Kolkata off frequency. It's very common, around 4820.75. Some days they even change from 4820.0 to the off frequency within a few hours, while other days they stay on one or the other frequency the whole time. One which stays on exactly 4820 is PBS in Tibet, always stronger than All India Radio. Ron Howard has also discovered one of the All India Radio regional stations reactivated on 5050. He's been checking that frequency for another station to come back, Aussie Radio in Australia. But instead, on October 24th at 12:03 to 13:10, it was AIR in Aizawl, A-I-Z-A-W-L. I'm not sure of the proper pronunciation. He says it may be a new transmitter, much stronger than I recall hearing them in the past. However, best reception is only possible when the much stronger Beibu Bay Radio in China has a segment of just talking. As when they're playing music, it's almost impossible to make out India. You did hear IDs at 1300 and 1307, and also, according to Joe's Jacob in India, who contacted the assistant engineer at the AIR station, saying it's very encouraging, keep listening and sending reports. They went back on the air on October 22nd after being off for some months due to logistic problems. They'll also be returning to their daytime frequency, 7295 at 07 to 10 hours UT, while the schedule on 5050 is midnight 25 to 04 and 1130 to 1630. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1588. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jim Gershman, K1JJJ, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by a check or money order in the mail to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. We are certainly in a transitional period. Some stations sadly going off or greatly reducing their services, but others coming back, such as one of the Indonesian regionals. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan says Radio Republic Indonesia Fak Fak has reactivated on 4789.98. Heard from 1050 UT on October 21st. Good strong reception in Japan. And on the 19th, it was on at 0905 until it went off at 0939. The 21st, it lasted until sign-off at 1453. Tony Asher in West Java also reports it October 21st at 1231 until closing at 1452. David Sharp in New South Wales says he also heard it on the low side of 4790, a very good signal October 21st. After 11 hours with a press conference on a government raid on Papua rebels. On the other hand, the external service, Voice of Indonesia, has been missing from 9525, especially during what had been the English hour at 13 UT. In fact, it was last reported in Atsunori Ishida's site, rri.jpn.org, on October 20th. I ran across a Korean language spy number station on a previously unreported frequency with a very big signal, 6730, October 23rd at 1303 for a few minutes. The Korean numbers I'm not familiar with, but I found a reference for them, and their pronunciation is given in the new DX Listening Digest. Spanish-speaking DXers are lamenting the loss, unexpectedly, of the DX program and mailbag from KBS World Radio, Antena de la Amistad. Several of them are contributing their DX reports to it. But the station has decided they have nothing more to say in this genre. One of their former contributors reports this to the Condicionalist, Ruben Guillermo Marchenet. It appears that Radio Kuwait has canceled its only shortwave broadcast in English, which had been at 18 to 21 UT on 15540. We're wondering if this had been an intentional mistake, since this transmission was always listed as being in Arabic, and now it really is. Since October 24th, we're hearing Arabic instead of English, but it tends to fade out after about the first hour. What they really ought to do is put 3 hours of English on the frequency they were always announcing, 11990. Ron Howard in California says, I last heard Laos on 6130 in early July, but now they're back October 25th at 1200 with the usual indigenous theme music. He heard a gong ringing. Usually it rings seven times for 7 p.m. at that hour. At 1411, news presumably in Laotian and nice indigenous songs. Great to hear them again. As for the regional station at Samnua, on 4412.56 variable, it continues off the air as well as the external service from Vientiane on 7145. The death of Gaddafi coincided with some important radio developments. Shortly after that, the medium wave transmitter on 1251 kilohertz was making it into North America. In IRCA, George Sherman in Minnesota reported it at midnight 17 UT. With singing an anthem, perhaps. Another medium wave frequency, 1449, was heard at 2319 UT October 20th by Sylvain No in Quebec. 1251 was still on the air at 0116 UT October 21st, says Ben Dangerfield in Pennsylvania in the NRC AM list. And also there, Jim Renfrew in Holly, New York, had Libya on 1251, October 20th, at midnight 4. The first time he'd had audio other than just a carrier. Furthermore, since October 19th, Libya has reactivated a shortwave service, and it's nothing like the old Great Jamahiriya programming. The only language heard so far is French, first reported by S. Aoki in Japan via S. Hasegawa. The time varies slightly between 16 and 18 UT on 11600. It's being widely reported as far as Europe, but not so much in North America. I can barely hear the frequency. But in Florida, Terry Kruger has it October 23rd from 1556 until sign-off just before 1802 UT. Although he says the copy is too poor for any ID, he could tell the audio was definitely in French, and the modulation seems low. So far, we've not encountered any other revived languages from Libya. We keep checking between 14 and 16, when Gaddafi used to have English on 17725. Besides many utility logs, between 30 and 40 megahertz from Russia, Iran, and the USA, Tim Bucknell in England reports a third harmonic from Madagascar. It's the Radio Netherlands relay on 35505, October 21st at 1414 to 1456, three times 11835. Here's another shortwave site going dark as of October 29th, says Kai Ludwig, according to B11 schedules. Fontbonne in France, also known as Transworld Radio Monte Carlo. Some of their language services to Eastern Europe are moved to other sites, including Issoudun in France, and some are being put on medium wave instead. Steve Luce in Texas has been analyzing the new B11 schedule of Radio Netherlands. He says it's interesting they'll only have 6.5 transmitter hours of their own programming per day, I guess that means, from Madagascar. But the soon-to-be-closed Bonaire relay will have 10 transmitter hours for RNW. And he wonders if the Telefunken shortwave transmitters from Herby, Sweden, are yet on the air from Madagascar. In the Condiciones, Jose Elias in Venezuela reports hearing preaching in Spanish on 8989 USB, around 2230 to 2330 UT. In Colombia, Rafael Rodriguez explains, that is a Nicaraguan net where fishermen are listening to this preacher from Puerto Miscut. More QRM for DGS. James McDonald in Nigeria says FRC in Kaduna, Hausa service has reactivated 6090, heard October 19th at 2013, parallel to medium wave 594, although it was absent the following morning. It seems to be irregular. Wolfgang Büschel has the new B11 frequencies for Radio Pilipinas for Philippine workers in the Middle East. At 02 to 330 UT, 11880, 15285, and 17700. That's mostly in English. And the other broadcast, mostly in Tagalog, at 1730 to 1930 on 9825, 11890, and 15190. Al Muick in Pennsylvania has been in contact with Larry Fuss of South Seas Broadcasting in American Samoa, who says they've given up on medium wave because it's too hard to find a site for an AM tower with an adequate ground system on a small island. So no more 648 or 900 kilohertz from AMSAM. Via Peter Hansen, we have the new English schedule from International Radio Serbia. To Europe, 14 to 1430 with 10 kilowatts from inside Serbia on 9635. The others are relays via Bosnia-Herzegovina. To Western Europe, 1930 to 20 and 22 to 2230 on 6100, 250 kilowatts. And to North America, 0130 to 02, except Sundays and Mondays, on 6190, 250 kilowatts. That's the one that's been on 9685, 1 hour earlier. In the harmonics group, Rick van Riel in New Hampshire reports a strong signal from Spain on 19330, two times 9665, Sunday at 1830 with soccer. Wolfgang Büschel provides the new schedule for Radio Thailand, including English, midnight to 1 on 13745 for the U.S. and 02 to 0230 on 15275. 5:30 to 6 to Europe, 12015. 12:30 to 13 on 9720 and 14 to 1430, 9725, both for Asia Pacific, but often audible in North America. 19 to 20 to Europe on 9680 and 2030 to 2045 on 9535. And English from Voice of Turkey, all 1 hour later than before and back on winter frequencies. 1330 on 12035, 1730 on 11735, 1930 on 6050, 2130 on 9610, 2300 on 5960, and 04 hours on 7240, and in North America, 9655. Also coinciding with the death of Gaddafi, Radio Sawa, which passes for Voice of America in Arabic, dropped all its shortwave broadcasts October 21st, says Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. However, a tentative schedule had been registered for the B11 season, starting October 30th. We'll see if any of those really come back. Radio Sawa had only resumed shortwave for the Arab Spring. On short notice, the FCC required WBCQ to abandon its original frequency, 7415. Since October 24th, they've been on 7490. That, of course, affects World of Radio Thursdays at 2130. We hope there will be less interference from China. In 2 weeks, that transmission moves an hour later to 2230 UT, when the only interference should be the BBC from Thailand. I've now heard WTWW testing its third transmitter, designated number 2, on 9990, October 26th at 2050 UT. An excellent signal, just as strong as WWCR on 9980, although at that time WTWW was running only 25 kilowatts. Media Network, October 26th, quotes Christian Post that after 53 years, Harold Camping has retired as head of Family Radio. This must mean that the world did not end on October 21st. Earl Higgins in Missouri reports to NRC AM that the Wyoming station on 1630 KRND is suppressing its lower sideband, so listen for it in Spanish on upper sideband, while other 1630 stations can be heard lower since they're running DSB. Last week's item about Vatican replacing 4004 with 3995 proved to be wrong according to the new schedule. The new frequency is 3975 during the morning and evening hours. Also, with Germany leaving 6075, Vatican is moving its 5885 programming to 6075. Schedules via Alokesh Gupta, Wolfgang Büschel, and BDXC UK, Harry Niebuhr. Propagation outlook from Boulder, October 25th, ANK indices no higher than 8 and 3. Solar flux dropping from 140 October 28th to 120 November 4th and 5th, rising to a peak of 165 November 17th and 18th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1588.